Hello, welcome to the Hilarious Stories podcast. So today, it's pretty close to April Fool's. It's past April Fool's. Not like close to it, but like past. And there was a ton of funny stories that my friends have of what they did to their parents for April Fool's. It's literally insane. So I guess I'll just get right to the point. This is the first episode, by the way. So, yeah. So once... One of my friends, he doesn't want me to say his name, but I guess let's get into it. Alright, so once when he was 6 years old, he was at his grandparents' house, and he loved pranks, and he was impatient. And so one day he thought of an amazing prank to do on his grandparents. He knew that his grandparents were afraid of spiders, like completely afraid, so... What he did was he got a paper cutout of a spider. Oh god, I can already see how bad this is gonna be. And then he took the paper cutout, and he wouldn't even, his grandparents would have been scared just that cutout, apparently. But to enhance the situation, he took the cutout and he put it into the metal rod in his lampshade. So, about after dinner, when his grandparents were done making... dinner, and they all ate. They were going in to read him a story for bedtime. And then, when his grandparents turned on the light, they saw the biggest spider they probably ever seen. That's scary. And to do that to your grandparents, that's crazy. So what happened after that was they got super scared, of course. So his grandpa was forced to take the spider out. So his grandparents were freaking out. And his grandpa was trying to fish the spider out. Everybody was scared. He was pretending like he was scared, even though he wasn't. And then when his grandparents figured out it was a cutout, well, before they figured out it was a cutout, when his grandpa was holding it, apparently he's not scared of spiders, I guess. He said they were both, but I guess only his grandma His grandpa was holding the spider cutout. His grandma was literally so scared. And then his grandma realized it was just a fake purple spider cutout that he put in his lampshade. And his grandparents literally saw the craftiness of a six-year-old. That's a pretty good story by my friend. Let's see. Oh, yes. So my other friend didn't really give me, like, a solid story, because his parents had to suffer at work, which is probably even worse. So one of my other friends, he had some vinegar, and he put it in his dad's water, which, oh, God. And then he put cereal in his dad's shoes. And he didn't even target his mom. That's crazy. And then when he was done telling me his story, he said, "I bet my parents are going to have a fun day at work." I'm not going to lie. I think that's what April Fool's is about, though. You know, like doing that kind of stuff. I do think, though, that's really, like, what did you do to your mom, though? Like, that's scary, though, to think that you just thought you would do that. I wonder, did he get in trouble? Man. That's honestly, like, frightening. You know, when it's April Fool's again, I hope I don't have vinegar in my water. Oh. And then, oh god, I scrolled down. He said, when his dad came home, his shoes smelled so bad from... No, wait. He didn't even add this before. He put cereal and milk in his dad's shoes. Oh god, dude. That's... Milk too? That's not... You just ruined your dad's shoes and his socks. That's... What? That's just insane. So I guess we should probably end that story because I'm sure that the situation will continue to escalate very quickly on that. Okay, now we have some of my stories, except because I couldn't think of a real life story. For video game people, this video games will not be included in every episode because I know some people don't play video games here, but like for the video games section, video games, this happened to me. So, on a game I don't think I can say the name of, there's a cart ride games, and so somebody kept pulling my cart back, so I would start going backwards. So I paused their cart, and I pressed back so many times on their cart, and then they started to fly off the track. And then they were like, oh my god, that was just hilarious. I remember laughing so hard at that, but that that was good. Okay, so that's it for the video game section, because I know a lot of people here do not play video games. So, now we have from one of my, so we also had an April Fool's prank box where we could take stories from that people did. This was at my school. One of the stories that I got from the prank box is literally insane. I don't even know if this is considerably a funny story, if this is just, like, super good luck. So, it says, once on, St. Patrick's Day, which is not even April Fool's, so, I don't know, they found a four-leaf clover. I know, it's not a very exciting story, guys. That's why I took two yet. So, the other story is actually kind of a banger. Like, not gonna lie. So, apparently, this was on their friends, not on their parents, which is a good thing because everything has just been grandparents and parents getting pranked. Which, you guys, I feel like you're gonna get in trouble if you prank your parents. So that, like, don't do that, guys, probably. Unless your parents, like, want that. Which I don't think anybody does. But for this story, once they were on a, like, they were at their house. Wait a minute. Okay, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I don't know what happened. But, so, once they were at their house, and then they were apparently having a party for April Fools, which I can already see how this situation is going to escalate quickly, because a party, April Fools, those two things together, and it's kids, those two things together, chaos, literal chaos. So, what happened was they were going, and they were just having a fun party. And then, apparently, so this house had a lot of paintings, and for April Fool's, I don't know how, but one of the kids was there at their house before, on a different kind of play day, so they were doing that. And then that kid had paintings, and they actually had the same painting. So they got a copy of that painting that they had, and he brought it to their house and swapped it out, which, to be honest, sounds really weird. Like, I don't know how you could do that. But, so then when they were playing, he apparently smashed that painting, and then he yelled April Fools, and then pulled out the real painting. That sounds fake, to be honest. I don't know, but I just found that on the story box. Which is my school thing. Okay, another weird thing from April Fool's. Everything on this story is about April Fool's. So I was in class one day, and then I heard some kids whispering, and they said, "Yeah, I know, I told them that wasn't a good idea. I mean, why would we try to poison the teacher? I know we put dirt and 15 people put their finger inside of there. I mean, I told them to not do that, because what if they didn't say April Fool's in time, and then the teacher actually drank it, or if the teacher still drank it?" I was just thinking, man, that's honestly scary to think that my class was actually trying to poison the teacher. And they literally put 15 people's fingers and dirt in there. That's scary. That's honestly scary. And then I think that's not a good idea. And luckily that didn't happen, because somebody told, which is good. I don't like telling, but like, when it comes to poisoning the teacher, like, you would go into juvie for that. Like, that's not good. Not good, guys. Do not do that. Do not do that ever. Do not poison your teacher. Okay. That is it for this episode. So, if you want to upload a story, you will be probably included in the next episode. Email bobthoma12@gmail.com. That is my fake email. That is not my real name. I will select your story, as long as it's like a good one, and you'll be in the next episode. If you do not want me to include your name, that is okay. You do not have to include that. You don't have to include where you live or whatever. You just have to have a story. So, yeah. All right, guys. I will see you in the next episode. Send in a story if you want. Also, the quality of these episodes will be getting better as I'm getting new kind of stuff, because I just started my podcasting, and so right now I just have a computer sitting in front of me. So I'm going to have, like, a microphone soon and stuff like that, so it will sound much better. All right, guys. See you next episode. Upload your stories if you want, and yeah. Bye-bye.